RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Show Tunes. We've been away for a few weeks, that is true, due to all of the end of December, start of January things. I'm sure you can understand. Show Tunes, if you are new to the format, is the short little pod on the prairie where we take a good look at some of the very best and certainly most memorable TV theme shows of all time. I'm Stephen Stepslow. Thanks for joining me on this wee excursion back in time. Today, we're diving into one of the most iconic TV theme songs ever written, the opening theme to Malcolm in the Middle. You know the one. It's upbeat, catchy, rebellious, and practically impossible to forget. You can already hear it in your head right now, can't you? Well, that's also because I'm fading it up right now. This barnstorming theme composed by the legendary alt-rock duo They Might Be Giants isn't just another TV intro. It is a doorway to the late 90s and early noughties. Boiled down to just 30 seconds, there's not an inch of fat to be found in Boss of Me, though there is an inch of fat at least to be found on the bod of me. In fact, the song is so unforgettable that many folks will instantly sing along, even if they weren't necessarily fans of the show itself, even years after the show's last episode aired in 2006. Yes, 19 years ago. What makes it so iconic? Well, let's try to break it down. First, there's that aforementioned energy. The moment the theme starts, you know you're in for something fast, chaotic, and unpredictable. Right from the off, the rhythm is punchy, the melody infectious, and it simply fits so well with the show's overarching sense of offbeat humour that there are few better examples of a theme pairing with a show. It's like custard on a warm apple pie, or syrup on freshly buttered toast. And let's be real, Malcolm in the Middle was chaotic from start to finish. The show was a rollercoaster ride of awkward family moments, teenage rebellion, and that classic sitcom humour. And the theme song nailed that vibe perfectly. It's upbeat and fun, but there's this underlying sense of urgency in it as the Wilkerson family rush from one disaster to the next. And we're kind of just along for the ride. Sometimes that ride may well be a bit familiar to those of us that are less organised than others. Now, what really makes the theme stand out are its lyrics. You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big. How many times did we hear that line echoed by Malcolm as he struggled against his family, school, and society's expectations? Malcolm was, after all, an everyday kid who was always questioning authority, whether that authority was his parents, his teachers, or even his own mind. Calvin in real life, perhaps. The theme song is practically Malcolm's anthem, a bold declaration of his desire to carve his own path in the world. And let's face it, who hasn't been there as a kid trying to find your own voice and identity? Come to think of it, who is still not facing the same issues now? But here's something interesting. The song wasn't written specifically for the show at first. In fact, the band originally created it for a completely different project. And the producers of Malcolm in the Middle heard it and thought, yep, this'll do. It was a last-minute decision to use that song as the theme, but once it was paired with the show, it became the perfect match. The song's quirky sound perfectly fit the show's unique approach to comedy. It didn't fit the traditional mold of sitcom theme songs, however, as there were no lush orchestras or sentimental piano riffs, just raw, alternative rock energy. The kind of energy you might expect from the show's unpredictable humour and fast-paced editing. And speaking of which, Malcolm in the Middle was known for its quick cuts and rapid-fire dialogue, so the theme tapped into that spirit without even breaking sweat. the show's creators once considered not having a theme song at all. They toyed with the idea of just opening each episode cold. No theme music, no fanfare, straight into the action. But in the end, they wisely opted to have a song, meaning some execs remained in employment and may well be bosses themselves by now. It's one of those rare TV moments where the intro is almost as memorable as the show itself. Even though Malcolm in the Middle was a family sitcom, it became a bit of a phenomenon among younger viewers, like an unofficial older sibling. It helped them answer questions or recognize issues they too were experiencing and finding their way through. The theme song, in many ways, became an anthem for anyone feeling a little out of place, whether it was a rebellious teen or someone navigating the ups and downs of life. In fact, the song's popularity has only grown with time, with fans covering it, remaking it, and even using it in, internet memes. You've probably seen a Malcolm in the Middle reference pop up on your social media at some point, right? Well, the song's catchy nature and rebellious lyrics have solidified its place in pop culture. To wrap up, the theme song to Malcolm in the Middle didn't just introduce us to the show, it told us exactly what we were about to watch. It's loud, it's fast, it's quirky, and it's all about defying expectations. Much like the show itself, the theme song wasn't afraid to break the rules and take its audience along for the ride.
Life is unfair.
For They Might Be Giants, it's not their best or biggest song. That's Birdhouse in Your Soul for me, thanks. But it did win a Grammy for Best Song Written for a Motion Picture, Television or Other Visual Media. There's a 3-minute version available on the official soundtrack. So, what do you think of this choice? Rightly in the running for one of the best show tunes ever? Tell us what you think. Drop a comment or send a WhatsApp on 00352 621 525000. That's it for today's sort of deep dive into TV theme song history. Make sure to hit that subscribe button if you enjoyed this trip down memory lane. Until next time, see ya.
Every moment, RTL.